This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Tell your friends, your loved ones, even your unloved ones about the show. And listen, I love to stir it up. I think it's wonderful. You get people thinking, get their heart pumping. Good, bad, or indifferent, you get their heart pumping. Anyway, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here. I know there's like 3,000 other shows that you could just pay attention. I mean, go listen to. But you're here. And I very much appreciate it. Seriously, very much appreciate it. I just don't get it. Our hearts and prayers go out to the people in Ohio. And the fact that Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg is saying absolutely nothing about this is appalling and confusing, both at the same time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. And just listen. Oh, God. I got to check the story out before I say anything. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Right? Because you want to, again, you have all kinds of things that you missed Valentine's Day. Some of you did. I got to tell you a funny story. One year, I was in a local supermarket. And these guys are all, it's Valentine's Day. 4:30 in the afternoon. And I'm in there by the card section. Yeah, I'm along with them. I'm in there by, because, you know, Chevy will tell you, I buy these cards ahead of time, which is probably the dumbest thing I could do. I buy the cards ahead of time, and I hide them. But I hide them so she won't find them. And sometimes I hide them in plain sight and still can't find them. Anyway, I hide them so she won't find them. And then when I go looking for them to fill them out, they're gone. I can't find them. And she'll tell you, I'll come up with them months later. I go, oh, hey, here's your Valentine's Day, your other Valentine's Day cards. So, anyway. But up there, some guy steps back. That's his Valentine's Day. And he steps back and he looks at everybody looking for cards. He goes, gentlemen, when did we lose the battle? It's like, Valentine's Day isn't for us. Get over it. But what I said the other day, I meant, if you're one of those guys that only buys your honey, flowers, candy, takes her to dinner on Valentine's Day, you ain't going to last long. That's all I got to say. You know, seriously. There's now a whole new buzz around Biden's health evaluation. And some people are screaming that how come there's no, you know, mental health part of the examination? Right? He was deemed to be healthy and vigorous in his latest physical conducted Thursday. But medical experts many medical experts point out that the doctor didn't mention the president's mental status. Right? Now, you could say it's none of our business. Well, Trump's taxes are none of your business, but you still want those, don't you? If I got a guy that's got his finger on the button, yeah, I want to know about his mental status. Speaking with a local news service, after examining the results of the exam, Dr. Janet, oh, I can't pronounce his name, Nashawant, a family and emergency medical professional, questioned how Biden performed in his mini mental status exam. How do you do it on that? What was his score? I'd like to know, she said. These are all important, you know, questions or answers we need to have. The job of the president is so demanding, so stressful. If you got somebody that is exhibiting, you know, Alzheimer's or dementia like he is, you want to know where he is, where he stands, what's going on. And since taking office, many, and even some on the right, on the left, have questioned Biden and his mental state, mental capacity, if you would. Candidate Nikki Haley took aim at the president Wednesday, saying that politicians over the age of 75 should have to take a mental cognitive test before assuming office. I agree. I'll go one step further. Before they even get to run for office. Here's the thing. You're seeing this happen more and more and more and more and more. Do you really want somebody whose mental capacity is not, and as president, how about this? Can we have him at 80%? Because I don't believe he's at 80%. Now, he's going to be our oldest sitting president. We need a president who is sharp, shrewd, who has cognitive stamina, who can keep up with some of these other guys. This guy can't keep up with any of these people. Any of the ones that he ran against or ran against him. My God, I mean, you know, he makes Sheila Jackson Lee look like she has a PhD, for God's sakes. White House Dr. Kevin O'Connor assessed Biden and concluded he was healthy, vigorous. He's an 80-year-old male who is fit to successfully execute the duties of president. And maybe that's the next thing we need to do. Maybe we need to come up with another amendment, an age amendment. I know some of you don't agree with me, but come on. In today's world, with the amount of chemicals floating around, the amount of things we're throwing in our body, that's got to be careful. Got to watch what we're doing. Joe is here, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how it works. You have to be part of the solution. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me here again on the air. You know, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You screwed up for Valentine's Day. I know you did. Right? So head over there. You still have time to make it up. No, really. February ain't over yet. Head over there. They've got sheets, pillowcases, very, very, very nice bathrobes and such. Check it out. Check out the slippers. Right? I mean, think about this all the way through. And you'll use a promo code Joe on the way out. You're going to save anywhere from 30 to 60%. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Now, we've been talking about Joey B's health. And somebody brought up the fact that, yeah, but see, only old people remember this. Or, excuse me, more seasoned people. On the Carol Burnett Show, remember the character that used to shuffle along? Right? I mean, that's what Joe looks like now, Joey B. He kind of shuffles along, you know, sliding his feet along. Doesn't really, he looks around like the man looks around like he's lost most of the time. So he just had his yearly physical, and after the physical, nothing on his mental health, absolutely nothing. On the test, the cognitive, none of that. And everybody wanted it on Trump. Kept thinking that we need to know. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, he noted that the lesion discovered on his chest was removed and that he still experienced some stiff gait and symptoms of gastro-something-something reflux. That's why he has to clear his throat more often. Right? And mostly after meals. It's nice to know all of that. His physician results are no surprise, the doctor said. He's got the typical, you know, 80-year-old results. Yeah, I'm not buying that. Okay? I'm not buying the fact that he's in good health. Everything's fine. No, that's just wrong. And it's not true. Look at him. Look how he speaks. Look how he looks around. Look how he's lost. Any of you that have been around somebody, or, you know, in my life, I've been around more than one person, maybe even now three now, that have either had dementia or Alzheimer's, and you can see this all over him. When he's looking around, trying to figure out what he wants to go, where, what he wants to say, it's not there. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, now we're back. We're back to rapid fire. Seriously. All right. According to David Proper of the New York Post, he said, science needs to stop using terms like male, female, mother, and father. Science needs to stop using those terms. Probably because some misogynist made it up. Anyway, he said, should be sought in science, you know, these should be sought in science because they assume that sex is binary. And that heterosexuality is the norm. That's according to a group of researchers in U.S. and Canada. I'd like to know what their sexual preferences are. Male and female instead should be referred to as sperm-producing and egg-producing. Oh, come on. This is not an onion story, people. All right? The male and female should instead be referred to sperm-producing and egg-producing. The Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project is pushing this all over the globe. Meanwhile, father and mother should be labeled parent and egg donor or sperm donor. The group is called on the scientific field to use words that are more inclusive and precise. More inclusive. So are you that brain dead that if somebody says to you, you know, mom and dad, you can't figure out it's male and female? And you can't figure out that the male is the sperm donor and the female is the egg donor. Really? Have we really dumbed society down that much that we don't have a clue? Much of Western science is rooted in colonialism, white supremacy. Here they go. when they don't like something, they can't explain it, and they're trying to beat you down, this is how they do it. This is how they work it. Much of Western science is rooted in colonialism, white supremacy, and patriarchy. These power structures continue to permeate our scientific culture. Some project members wrote in the Trends of Ecology and Evolutionary Journal, we reached out to different networks in ecology and evolution that were focused on increasing inclusion. This is what I get. Everything starts off with how do we increase equity and inclusion? How about this? How do we just get the facts? How do we just get the reality of science behind it? How do we get the makeup of it? How do we get just the facts? And I don't care whether it's a woman or a man that gets the facts. I don't care if it's somebody thinking they're a woman. I don't care. Just give me the facts. We reached out to different networks in ecology and evolution and we're focused on increasing inclusion and equity in the field to rally support for one very specific action, revising terminologies. So they went into this looking to revise these terminologies because they didn't like them. They didn't fit their crazy narrative of today. Yes, you heard me. Crazy narrative of today. Researchers have listed 24 harmful terms and alternatives. The group's website lists the top 24 harmful terms. Oh, my God. These people are sad. I'm telling you, who paid these people to do this? They should be taken to the woodshed. Seriously. The group's website lists its top 24 harmful terms, crowdsourced repository identified by community members with possible alternatives. For example, primitive and advanced are problematic because they use derogatorily towards humans or human practices. They also scientifically inaccurate and implies an evolutionary hierarchy. Really? Primitive and advanced. So we have primitive man from, some of you believe, 8 billion years ago. And now we're more advanced humans. That's bad. Survival of the fittest. Well, that could be linked to eugenics, ableism, social Darwinism. Listen, they're so over-philosophied, this garbage. You can't speak about anything. Not with them, you can't. Right? Oh, come on, think about it. We'll go through some of these top 24 harmful terms right after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You're not in the Twilight Zone. This is reality. We'll be back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden addresses the nation today on the shootdown of three high-flying unidentified objects last weekend over the U.S. and Canada. He says he gave the order to bring them down because they posed a threat to civilian air traffic. As for last week's Chinese surveillance balloon, Biden says he intends to talk to Chinese President Xi more about that.
Sending a clear message, the violation of our sovereignty is unacceptable.
Former President Trump is slightly leading Republicans. A poll from Quinnipiac University shows the former president with 42% of the vote, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has 36%. DeSantis has not announced a run for president, but former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has. She's receiving only 5% of the vote in the poll. Former Vice President Mike Pence got 4% of the vote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, truly, truly. You know, it's funny, we're talking about how they've decided to change, they want to change these terminologies. They want science to change terminologies of these words of father, mother, and all this other stuff, right? I mean, sperm donor and egg donor is what they're looking for. And I'm sure, you know, as somebody said in the chat room, a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, right? What are you going to say, mommy? No more, no daddy? But, oh, my child's first word was sperm donor. Oh, it's so great. No, it's not. You know, they don't care about your kids. They're trying to make this as crazy as humanly possible so you can't figure it out either. And you feel bad for trying. Okay? Really that simple. There's actually a website you can go to. You can plug in a term or a terminology, right? And it'll give you it'll give you whether it's derogatory or not and what the replacement word is. Right? I mean, there was a couple of months ago I did a story what was they didn't want you called parents anymore. Now they want you called, ready for this, caregivers. Like you're a local slave or something for your kids. It doesn't work that way. All right, let's see. They got all kinds of stuff here, but let's see what we can come up with, right? Let me see. You already know about man and woman. You already know about a lot of this stuff. We talked about, what is it? Let's see. Survival of the fittest. Yeah, you can't use that term because it's negative. It comes from eugenics, ableism, and social Darwinism. Let me see. Gender. Well, gender is a social construct. No, it's not. It's often conflated with sex. Right? Replacement term is sex. But you know, the funny thing about it is people, they've said that before, right? What sex are you? It's just amazing. Come on. Father and mother. These terms perpetuate a non-universal heteronormative. So in other words, they out themselves all the time. And you guys don't see it. Maybe my people see it, but you guys don't see it. In other words, we don't want to make heterosexual a normal thing. Right? Where'd you go? There you go. The terms are heteronormative and cisnormative. It's a view of parenting that really doesn't fit anymore.
Really?
So they prefer you use the terms parent, egg donor, or sperm donor. But even parent is not acceptable to some groups. They prefer you use caregiver. But wouldn't that mean that I need care? And isn't that putting me down? Just asking. Race, let's see. Perpetuates the idea that human race is biological rather than social construct when used to describe non-human subspecies. They prefer you, instead of race, they prefer you use population or ecotype. Virgin. It's a social construct that reinforces heteropatriarchal norms. We'd prefer you use unmated. I can't stand it, right? Let's see, what else? Come on, I gotta have some fun with this, right? Okay, rape. This is just beyond me. Rape is an ugly term. We know what it means. You can't soften it up. But the reason it needs replaced equates rape with a reproductive strategy rather than a violent and traumatic act, which can be led to dangerous misconceptions that is a natural behavior, and the use of the term forces survivors to be confronted with it and traumatized. I don't want you traumatized, but it is traumatic. It is a trauma. It is ugly. It is violent. And what do they want you to change it with? Forced copulation. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, there's a whole bunch more in there. I don't want to go... Oh, I like this one. Blind, double blind, or plant blindness. I don't even know what the plant blindness is. They say it's a disability metaphor and shouldn't be used. They'd rather use awareness. God bless. I just can't stand it. Oh, I just missed one. Let me see. Oh, feminized or masculinized. Feminized implies that feminine or masculine are biological traits rather than social constructs. Describe the specific traits. How do you describe the specific traits of a male and or a female? Because if you use any of the other terms, they're going to get mad at you too. It's almost impossible to do. Right? I mean, you got to give me something to work with here, people. I have no idea what they're looking for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, this is wonderful. Scotland, see where the real people are now. Now they're starting to wake up over there. They have ousted the most powerful politician. She couldn't get what she wanted. Okay? But part of the reason why she's been ousted is she was way too woke. I mean, we're talking about Scotland here. Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's most powerful political figure, announced her intention to resign as First Minister. The head of the country's devolved administration, is at the end of an era in Scotland where Sturgeon dominated the political scene for nearly a decade. Her party, the left populist Scottish National Party, now not only holds power in Scotland's Parliament, but holds almost all of Scottish seats in the UK. Now, Sturgeon had transcended the regional leadership to take a starring role in the UK, right? Yet the main goal of Sturgeon's time in power has been the secession of Scotland from the rest of the United Kingdom. She's failed. Couldn't make it happen. She's been in there since, I think, 2014. She failed to move the ball forward, no matter how hard she tried. Right? No second vote was called up. She guaranteed to be a second vote. And again, while this is going on, while she's failing, she's trying to push through these, well, like we are. She's trying to push all these woke laws, woke issues through. Right? Now, if you think about it, they want them to succeed from the UK. They want them to become their own nation. It's called nationalism. That's terrible, isn't it? Right? I mean, seriously. Anyhow, you know, when you get off track, when you start going down that road of wanting to be woke, you start to lose people. People no longer believe in you. No, really. When her gender policy ran into difficulty first, when the bill was vetoed by the Scotland secretary, the cabinet minister and Westminster responsible for Scotland and invested with unused constitutional power. This is how it usually goes, right? I mean, seriously. They had the reason she got in a lot of trouble, too, is sending transgender women prisoners convicted of raping women to women's prison. Right? I mean, this is nuts. I mean, that makes absolute... Look at... You find these people have gone through their whole lives as a male. Then they get nailed on rape charges. And after that, what do? They decide they're transgender. And then they send them to a woman's jail. It's craziness going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562, when we come back. Utah's governor is saying, Californians, stop coming here. And the funny thing about it, some of my friends that have moved to Utah say, Joe, this is nuts. So they're running away from that. This is why I did that story a while back about liberal, you know, being liberal or liberalism is a sickness. I want you to think about something. They're running away from here for all the laws, for all the bad, terrible laws that have been put in place. And what are they doing? They're voting there for the same people that will put the same laws in place. That is the sickness. Joe Pesci, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. That's how we fix stuff, when you're part of the conversation. Anyway, always a pleasure, pleasure to have you with me. Okay, Utah's governor is screaming, stop coming here, Californians. You know, this is why I say they're so self-unaware. They're so self-aware. Think about this. So you got Californians leaving California, going to Utah, right? They're leaving when you ask them. They can't stand the laws here in California anymore. They can't stand the fact that they don't have control over their own children. They can't stand the fact of the high gas prices. All these things that they put in place, but forgive me, not all. Are you that ignorant not to understand and realize that the Democrats are the ones that run California? Total rule, total control? Is that something you just don't know? I mean, heck, if you don't know that, maybe you should turn in your voter card. But Governor Spencer Cox, he's sick and tired of left-wing Californians showing up there and putting into place the same things they were running away from. Come on. It's like constantly putting your hand over an open flame and wondering why it's getting burned. Anyway, Cox is telling Californians to stay in California instead of coming as refugees to Utah. And Cox is, frankly, he's no conservative. Liberals destroy everything they touch, he said. And the more liberals you have, the more destruction you have in your community. Cox made a comment when speaking with reporters Friday at the National Governors Association. He said, it's not working to attract more people, he said. This last census confirmed that Utah has the fastest growing state over the past 10 years. Our biggest problems are more growth related. We'd love for people to stay in California instead of coming to as refugees to Utah. Utah's population grew from 2.76 million in 2010 to 3.21 million in 2020. It's almost a 20% increase. And the state grew even more rapidly after the COVID-19 pandemic with a 3.3 increase in population from April 1st to 2020 to July 1st of 2022. Now, California comparison grew 6.13% from 2010 to 2020, but it lost 1.3% of its population from April to July. And it's losing more now. Okay? More and more and more. Liberals are not welcome in conservative states. All they do is bring their lunacy when they descend like locusts on successful red states. I mean, look at their voting records. Look what they bring in. And they vote for the people. Now, I don't know how this happens. I would love to hear from a liberal who moved to another state and voted the same way. Or maybe you did move to another state. You're loving what you're getting screwed with in California. I'd love to know why you stay there. What are you doing? What's up? Right? Really? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. That's why I always say, and not necessarily jokingly, but that's why I always say, you know, it's a mental health issue. You can't possibly expect to go to another state. Do you not realize how everything happened the way it happened? You can't possibly go to another state, bring the same mindset you have from the state you're running from, and expect it to be different. If you go to areas, we see it happen in California. You go to conservative areas. They love how safe, I don't know, the community is. They love how great the schools are. They love how clean the city is. They move there from another place that's just terrible. And what do? They start voting in the same people who brought in the same policies that ruined the city that they were living in. Now, to move on. Speaking of those lunatic type of policies. A consortium of San Francisco landlords and property owners, they filed a lawsuit last week challenging the city's new tax on vacant residences. Isn't that great? Right, so the city's going to tax you because you can't put somebody in there. They want you to put people for free in there to deal with homelessness. That's not how you deal with homelessness. But anyway, right? They're challenging the city's new tax on vacant residences as unconstitutional and a violation of state law. Proposition M, the empty house tax, passed by 54% of the voters in November. But it's, you know, it's the way they word these things is a big deal, right? They probably wrote in there, and I haven't seen it. I'm just guessing because I know how these people talk. See, when we have empty homes, we have higher crime. Right? This is what drives the crime. We have people vandalizing these homes, moving in there that don't belong there. They bring crime into the community, and we need to tax these landlords so they won't leave them open. Okay. Yeah. This is why I say you got to get informed. Right, when it comes to the education system, it's a mess. And that's why they don't know what the rules are. They don't know what their rights are. Each unit left vacant for more than 182 days in a given year, starting in 2024. It applies to buildings with three or more units, not to a single family home or duplexes. The taxes or the the fine for units smaller than 1,000 square feet are going to be $2,500. They go up from there to $5,000. They escalate over each subsequent year that a unit is vacant. Some of those units are vacant because people can't afford to live there. They can't afford to live in San Francisco. Matter of fact, why would anybody want to live in San Francisco? I'm sorry. In San Francisco proper? Have you been there lately? Jumping over human excrement? You know, you open your window because you want to have that fresh air smell from the sea. And then you realize you never knew that the sea smelled like old urine. The measure's goal was to help alleviate the city's punishing housing crisis by motivating property owners to rent their units according to the proponents. Right? Now listen, the proponents. These are people that are going to try to force them to lower their rents. Right? Because they can't just force it on them. Now, the government can't compel a property owner to rent his or her property to third parties without, you know, violating the takings clause of the U.S. Constitution. You can't. When the Dems get a hold of something, they want total control. They perceive themselves as being the almighty gods of the almighty gods. And they're going to tell you what's right for you, what you need to do, how you need to do, and when you need to do. You know, most of these people in the legislature these days, legislatures, they've never really had a job, or they never really had a business where they had to pay other people. They really don't know what it takes to run a business. Supervisor Dean Preston of Champion Proposition M, he said the case was a frivolous lawsuit. It's filed by real estate lobbyists, and that's what they do, right? It's their fault, because they want money. It's a great sense of entitlement when it comes to broadly populating popular and essential reforms. It passed by 54%. That doesn't sound like an overwhelming or resounding acceptance. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they've got 4,000 people in the streets. These houses could help. Oh, give me a break. It's just not right. It's not there. It's not right. They claim this over, their data shows there's over 61,000 empty homes in San Francisco. Okay, but that's none of your business. These people they're paying property taxes, right? They're paying all kinds of taxes you don't even know anything, well, not that you don't know about that, you're not familiar with. They're giving you money. What's the problem? Right, you have to ask. 855-732-5563. I really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You got to be. You got to be part of the pot. Whoa. You've got to be part of the conversation so you're also part of the solution. And when you get this information, don't sit on it. Share it with other people. Step out on it. Push back on people that are giving you misinformation. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Again, head over to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. We've got so much going on there. Stories being posted on a daily basis. You know, give them a thumbs up, thumbs down. Check out the chat room. You can watch live, you can listen live. All kinds of stuff you can do out on the website. If you've got a question about anything, send me an email. joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. All right, don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Grab a half a sandwich. I don't want you gone too long. We got more coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to Joe Messina on the GCN Network.